Old Man Winter's expected to stick around at least until midweek, and many residents are seeking ways to stay a bit warmer. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the key is not just staying warm, but staying warm safely.
Each winter, there are a few days where Northwest Florida chills out, literally. Forecasters say at or below freezing temperatures and wind chills will be the norm over the next few nights after temperatures plummeted late last week.
Lower 30s, upper 20s, definitely a possibility. Mid 20s, maybe a little bit lower, possibly further inland. Looks like our coldest night is going to be Tuesday night.
Dave Eversole at the National Weather Service in Mobile adds that another cold front began moving through the area Sunday evening after a slight warm-up over the weekend. This features more frigid Canadian air that's making its way south to the Gulf Coast.
We are going to have a little bit of wind with it. Further inland, you could see wind chills in the lower 20s. Closer down to the coast, though, it's going to feel like it's in the mid-20s. Just a little bit less. The wind that we're going to be having is going to subside by the time the colder air really gets into the region. It's still going to feel plenty cold.
Cold weather shelters will be open again the next few nights in the area, including Waterfront Rescue Mission in Pensacola, Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton, and rotating churches in the Crestview, Fort Walton Beach area. Many others will stay home and try to supplement their heating systems with space heaters and other portable devices.
Propane, a lantern, natural gas, anything other than electricity, any type of fuel that is being burned inside the house, whether it's for cooking, drying your clothes, heating the home, doesn't matter. Anything that's fuel-fired can produce carbon monoxide and therefore be dangerous.
David Allen is Pensacola Fire Marshal and Interim Fire Chief. He says keep portable heaters at least 3 feet away from any flammable materials, and he urges everyone to use heat-generating equipment properly to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning.
In the winter months, it tends to be fireplaces not vented properly, or space heaters, or sometimes cooking equipment being used to heat the house improperly.
CO is invisible and has no odor or taste, and it's not an irritant. Because of all that, it's often called the silent killer.
Carbon monoxide displaces oxygen off of our red blood cells, sometimes up to like 200, 300 times more.
Dr. Tim Rack is Director of Emergency Medicine at Sacred Heart Health System.
Red blood cells' job is to carry oxygen throughout the body. Carbon monoxide gets into your system and it sits on that red blood cell so you don't get any oxygen to your tissues.
Symptoms of CO poisoning can include headache, vomiting, nausea, and fatigue. That point hit home tragically in December 2014 when two adults and a child died of carbon monoxide poisoning at their home in Pensacola. Officials blamed an improperly rigged propane space heater and no CO detectors in the house.
Once you start going above even what they call 100 parts per million, which would be sitting next to a propane heater for several minutes, that's where you start getting the symptoms of it, and that's what they call toxicity.
Carbon monoxide monitors are getting more popular among homeowners and became required under Florida law in 2007. Cost depends on what bells and whistles you want, but forecaster Dave Eversole says many of them are relatively inexpensive.
I've actually got one of those in our house. It will beep at you if it gets to a certain level, and then the one that I have will just make a continuous warning sound if it gets to what it considers to be an extreme or dangerous level.
The good news is that by midweek, temperatures should be rising back to more seasonal levels, highs in the 60s and lows in the upper 40s and 50s. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.